You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the Valentine's Day edition, even though it doesn't feel like it, because it feels like it's just another day, because the dog is barking and we're having a semi-disagreement before we start the podcast. Next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Bonnie will be at Mohegan Sun. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This weekend, I will be at Captain Brian's Thursday through Sunday, Naples, Florida. Next week is the Patrice Benefit, and then Vegas. And Bonnie's smelling her foaming milk body wash along with her coconut body lotion that she got for Valentine's Day, and her nice roses.
Are they roses?
Her nice roses. Yes. They're not real roses. They're roses. They look pretty. If you look at them from far away, you go, oh, look how pretty they look. They're very thin wooden roses.
Let people hear. Can I let people hear the rose? They're wooden roses.
Yeah, wooden. Thin wood. Thin. And they look, and they're made, they're pink.
They're wooden. The rose part is wooden. The petals are wooden.
Yes.
And then the bottom part is
plastic flowers.
Plastic.
And they're very, very beautiful. And they'll last forever.
They'll never open up.
They'll last forever.
They'll never, you know.
Yeah. But my little setup for Bonnie was nice, six beautiful wooden flowers.
Like,
lotion.
Can I make fun of it or not?
Go ahead. You can make fun of it. I thought it looked beautiful.
I mean, who gets wooden flowers? Junky and white trashy.
It's not white trashy.
It rich.
They wouldn't make them if people didn't buy them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But
if they weren't a big...
At Walgreens, where you got them,
yes.
Right? I mean...
What?
I just see, like, you don't go... everything at Walgreens, you don't buy and be like, well, people buy them.
Yeah. Why would they make them? If there wasn't a market for them...
Okay, clearly a market for it, but it's not... It shouldn't be us. Do you understand that?
Why? They look pretty. If you put them anywhere in the house...
Why wouldn't you just get real flowers?
Because they die. And on Valentine's Day, they raise the price, like triple the price.
So I said, don't give me anything. Nothing.
Well,
I certainly don't want wooden flowers.
Well, I like them. I think I'll put them on my desk because they'll cheer me up in the morning when I look at them.
I can't believe, though, you're not the greatest gift giver.
I'm the better gift giver than you because you didn't give me a gift. And I know,
because we agreed not to do gifts.
I didn't agree.
I got you a nice card.
And I got you a card. And let me read the lotion, the front of it.
It's brightening and toning coconut and hibiscus lotion.
Yeah, I got that real expensive, beautiful lotion, and
is it really
very
expensive?
Body wash that you put in a tub to, you know, suds to make your body soft.
Okay, so last night I came home
and
I said,
girls
thank
love
you
that
so
stuff.
Much, and then you just kept going like,
no,
you want.
She started laughing and joking. She goes, oh, look.
Well, because on Red Eye, they said, does Rich get you something for Valentine's Day? And I go, he always stops at CVS.
Well, I didn't stop at CVS.
And it was Walgreens, so I laughed.
Walgreens
is a step
up. And
then you got all upset that I had laughed about it.
You made fun of it in front of the babysitter to tear me down in front of the babysitter.
No.
If I did that to you in front of the babysitter, you'd have a fit.
No, that's yes. not true.
Okay. Those, first of all, it was set up nice with the beautiful flowers, and on each side, there was like...
I mean, the babies, I said, oh, they're not real, and the babysitter and I had a look like, oh.
Oh, did you? You had a look?
Yeah, that was what we joked about.
And then she goes...
Like, who gives wooden flowers?
Maybe somebody who's unique. Maybe somebody who's not traditional, who sees things.
All right, thank you. Well, first of all, I didn't make fun of him. I said, thank you, that's really lovely.
Then
that was the first
fun.
Thing I said. And then you just kept going like, what about this? How nice is this? Isn't this beautiful? And you just kept asking for more and more positive reinforcement for your gift. And at some point you're like, no, I don't like wooden flowers.
Okay.
Yeah, you just push people.
But then
until
she said, oh, why don't you look under my sink? I have all kinds of body wash and lotion. I don't snoop around.
Because you just kept going.
No.
You kept saying to me, you don't have body lotion. You don't have body lotion.
I never said it like
that. So
finally
I had to be like, I actually do.
Then why'd you steal that in my bathroom?
I didn't. I never have. If anybody steals your lotion, it's Raina. Oh, I've never stolen your lotion.
Yeah, it's in your bathroom from my bathroom.
I didn't take it. Raina did.
Why would Raina take lotion?
Because she tries to make, you know, her concoctions with stuff.
Well, all I know is I didn't see lotion in your bathroom.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Every woman likes bathtubs.
I said
bubbles.
Thank you.
No, you make fun of those things too.
I said thank you. I don't understand what you wanted from me. I came in, I said, oh, this is so lovely. Thank you so much.
Most people go, oh, body lotion and milk.
Oh,
I can use that.
Oh, body lotion.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you went over to fucking Walgreens and walked in and picked out some
nice stuff.
Bottles and.
No, I looked around. I went to Marshall's first. I didn't see anything. I was going to get you a bomber jacket.
Oh, my
a
God.
Green
I
one.
Didn't. I said to you, I go, hear me. I go, this is what I want for Valentine's Day.
You know why you don't
I
want
I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me. And the first thing I wanted you to hear was no gifts.
The reason
and
you
so
say
you
no
didn't.
Gifts is so you don't have to get me one.
No, it's so that we don't have a fight when you get me some bullshit trash from Walgreens, which is just garbage.
That's garbage.
These are going in the garbage.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm saving them on my desk.
No, because you know why? They get dusty and you won't clean them and it looks terrible.
No, those would look... I would like to wake up in the morning, go to my computer and see
those.
Well,
then, okay, then you got yourself some wooden flowers for you.
And see nice, bright
Valentine's
pink
Day.
Roses.
Okay.
All right.
You're a wonderful husband.
I was going to get you a green bomber jacket, and you would go, I already have a bomber jacket.
Yeah, I didn't want anything.
All right. Well,
I wanted you to listen to me.
I listen to you all the time.
Well, then why did you get me something when I said, don't get me anything? Let me just ask you this. Why is it always a fight? Because I can never give you enough positive reinforcement for your dumb gifts.
They're not dumb. That lotion and that. I'll keep
see,
that lotion.
You see?
Let me see that lotion.
Last night, all the way up to the bedroom. What about the lotion? The body wash, the lotion, the body wash, the lotion. It's like, all right, you spent fucking $8.
No. No, $25 for that.
No.
12 something a piece.
That's liar.
I bet you. I got the receipt right here.
Well, that's ridiculous. You should take that back.
Oh, really? $25 and then $35 on Raina's Valentine's cards for her classroom. $35.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. I did buy them for they were in the closet. So.
Well, no one knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So $60 right there. Then the roses, $1 a piece. 6 roses, $70. Then the earbuds.
Oh, the earbuds were nice.
$5.
I like that.
$80. $80 just to make my wife happy. Then the candy.
What?
$3, $83.
I walked in. I said, wow, thank you so much. It's lovely.
Yeah,
but
most,
the problem was is that that didn't fill up whatever hole inside
there's
of you.
No
I
hole.
Had to go, ooh, body lotion.
No, foaming
milk and body wash.
No. Most people would have gone, instead of going, ooh, lovely, like just pushing off, would have said, Oh, that's some nice looking lotion. Oh, I can't wait to take a nice hot bath with that stuff.
Okay, I'll know next time.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait to take a nice hot bath with this stuff. It looks amazing.
I'm taking
so good.
I'm taking it back. $25. You don't like
it? Take it back. Then.
I'll take it back.
I go ahead and take it back. I can't. You make me into some fucking horrible person. But when you get a gift and you go, thank you, this is wonderful, thank you. And then, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? You just kept going. I had to say, stop it, Rich. Stop.
No, she didn't.
Because you keep pushing until I go, you don't have that. You go like this. How, who gives gifts like this? Oh, here's your foaming milk and body wash. You don't have any body wash. You don't have any body wash.
I didn't see any outside. I looked
okay,
around.
Okay, but then you force the other person to be like, I actually have a ton of it in my under my sink. No. Then you forced me to do it. Then you got mad at me for not being appreciative.
Yes, because when someone comes in and goes, ooh, nice. And it's just a blank, ooh, nice.
Right.
It's a instead of picking up going, this is what most people would have done. Oh, body wash. I could use that.
Oh, ooh, wooden roses. Thank you so much.
That was just to decorate.
Do you know how long I've been waiting for wooden roses?
That was just to decorate.
I didn't even know they made them. I just imagined it. I had dreams about it.
That was just to decorate.
They'll make wooden roses.
That was just to decorate the other gifts. That was just to decorate. And I would have picked up the, even if it was cologne I didn't use, I would have gone, oh, that's great cologne. I was
okay.
Gonna,
well, I am sorry that I didn't use the four words that I needed to use to make you happy.
Well, yeah, because you.
I
just,
said it now. I love it. Thank you so much. I can't wait to use these earbuds. Pink. Love it. It's so cute.
Oh, now you got something wrong with the earbuds.
No, see, I'm trying
no,
to.
No, you're being funny, Pink.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to find the right words to make you fucking satisfied.
Yeah.
Because no matter what I said, you know that you'd be like, well, what is it good enough? It's like. You just would keep asking and asking.
Just put those on my desk. I got to find that receipt unless I just threw it out. Because I'll take it
this
back.
This is how every gift-giving session with Mitch Voss goes. Where he ends up taking it back because I don't show enough appreciation for it.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Well, maybe you should start showing some appreciation for gifts. Because
I
gifts,
don't know
they're called
how
gifts.
To fake being happy about wooden roses.
I didn't say the winter roses were direct.
I don't know how to get so excited about body lotion and body wash. I appreciate the sentiment. I think it's lovely. Thank you.
All right, whatever.
Okay, see?
What? No, it
it's
doesn't
like
matter.
Not, it's never good enough.
It's not good enough because you're just saying that to appease people and to sound good over the airwaves. All right, people.
I don't sound good. I sound like a jerk because every gift is like.
Every gift, you find something wrong with it.
Because you keep, I say thank you in the beginning, and then you keep pushing.
You didn't say thank you in a thank you way. You said thank you like, oh, look at this. Oh, thank you, lovely. You,
well, who goes, you know what Bonnie's going to like? If I know my wife.
Yeah.
Wooden roses.
No.
Did you really think I was going to fucking lose
my
shit?
No, that was
shit?
Just for decoration around that. Most girls, I see you take a lot of baths. I go, oh. Some nice.
I said thank you.
No, you said I have it. You
no,
said,
oh. I didn't. I said I started off by saying thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And then you kept going like you don't have it. You don't have any because for whatever reason, my thank you wasn't good enough. You don't have it. You don't have foaming body wash. I go, I said, thank you. I love
here,
it.
Give me this is what I would have done.
You go, that's expensive stuff. I go, it looks nice. It looks good.
No, you didn't.
I go, I said, where'd you get it? Walgreens. Then there was a little bit of a, oh, ha-ha, because I said that thing on Red Eye, which was just played
give
right
me,
into
I want to say what I would have done. Give me one of those bottles.
Oh, my God.
This is what I would have done. I would have picked up the bottle like this and went, I would have picked it up and went, oh, Shea Moist, how do you say that? Moisture. Oh, look at that. Coconut. Hibiscus.
Oh my God.
Foaming milk and body wash. And gluten free. I don't know who's eating body wash, but. And then I would have said, you know what? I cannot wait to take a nice hot bath and put this in the tub and just relax in it. Thank you for thinking about me. Create splendid bubbles by pouring a capful into warm bath or running water.
I know how to make a
lucrative
bubble bath.
Lather and rinse thoroughly. Pat dry and apply moisture to warm skin. Oh, is there moisture? Hold on, let me see that.
No, the people don't want to hear you, you know, misreading the bottles of
$12 a piece.
Shame moisture.
It's $25 right there in ladies.
Wow, thank ladies you so much. I don't even deserve that. Thank you so much.
To make you feel and beautiful.
I cannot wait to take a bath. I'm going to, right after this, I'm going to go take a bath.
You're not with that, because it's getting returned. Not with that stuff, I tell you that.
Return these also.
No, you can sit with your wooden roses.
No, I'm not.
Huh? I'll return everything.
Next time we make love, we'll make love on the bed of wooden roses.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get fresh flowers all the time for the house, because I love fresh flowers so much. Oh. And then, but that's what you take away. Like, she buys herself fresh flowers constantly.
Yeah.
So let me get her some wooden roses.
No, I would have got fresh flowers. You just can't get them.
I don't understand. Don't I?
I'm the one who started you on flowers. I used to get them.
Oh, you started me on flowers?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know they existed. Oh, wait, I grew up on a fucking farm.
Yeah, but
that's right. My mom had a fucking acre of flowers. Oh, but okay. Yeah. Explain again how you started me on flowers.
I started you on flowers. Uh-huh. I brought them in the house. I used to buy flowers all the time. And then you go... there was times you would say something like, "Why'd you get flowers?" Or what?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Rich.
And then
never.
Who started buying flowers first here in the house? Here, tell the truth.
I don't know.
I did.
First of all, I'm not empty inside in the same way you are, obviously,
no.
Because I don't keep track of who started flowers.
No, you go. I love flowers. I love flowers more, but I'm
I never said more. I never said more. I said I always, you know,
most
once a week I get fresh flowers for the house.
Yeah. I remember starting you on that, and I'm glad that you kept it up. I'm glad you kept
up. Well, when I keep buying the wooden roses, you'll know who started that.
Yeah. Those look
every
beautiful.
Week I'm going to buy some more wooden roses.
Don't throw them out. I'll return them.
Thank you. Please do.
Or keep them by my desk because they look... I'm going to take a picture and put them behind
the wall. I mean, it's like
weird.
Like, I'm going to have to make a list of things like, please don't get me.
I'm going to put it behind
please
the wall.
Please don't get me fake flowers.
I bought the real plant. That plant I bought.
This is what I'm talking about. How empty are you?
I'm not
you
empty.
Need positive reinforcement for
but you
buying
don't think
a plant.
You don't think I like flowers and plants. I just
I never said that, Rich. I said I like fresh flowers.
Yes.
You should know that about me.
Everybody
so when you go to buy wooden roses, you go, you know what? She actually loves fresh flowers.
We all do. I love, you know what? I love my BMW, but if someone came by and dropped off a Jaguar, I wouldn't say, I only like BMWs. Yes, I do like BMWs.
Okay, you win. Thank you for the wooden roses. I love them so much.
I'm going to take a picture and put them behind the wall, and people will go, oh, those are beautiful. Look at them. They don't look good.
They're really beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And the lotion and the bath wash.
I cannot wait to have a bath with a different bath wash, but thinking it's that
yes.
one.
Yes. Well, because that one's going back.
Yeah.
$25.
Thank you.
And I'm going to keep the receipt and all that stuff on the desk. I don't know if they'll take the wooden roses back. I don't know, because they're not in the wrappers anymore. I took them out of the wrappers. But
I would love for you to film yourself. Return it. Go, you know what? My wife said she wanted real roses. She's a fucking asshole. Please. Please take them back to a lady there and say, I didn't appreciate wooden roses. I mean, it should come with a warning, wooden roses. Your wife may be angry.
They're not like wood. It's thin. That's another... great feature about them, that they could cut the wood so thin and make it look like a rose. It's not like clunky. They look like roses.
Yeah, each petal, it's not like a carved out of wood. Each petal is a
thin
piece of wood that's been glued on to the other petals.
That's what makes it so beautiful, that the carpentry or the craftsmanship behind mm-hmm. them, you know, anybody could grow a flower.
Right.
Make a flower. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grow a flower or make a flower. What's tougher?
I mean, they have to grow the tree first, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
So it's not like it's not if you look at them, you're going, whoa, someone made, well, I mean, they're probably mass produced somehow, but they're cut so thin. From far away, they look real.
They're still talking about the wooden roses, Sandy. I think they're nice. I'm going to get you some wooden roses, Sandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we spent too much time on this.
Wooden roses.
Do you want to discuss the fish or move on? Because
no, I'm not talking about the fish.
You want to do it in a pleasant way without fighting?
No, because we just don't see, you don't see my point
but
of view.
But we got to let the, we don't you think the public, the listeners, because you're kind of wrong on it. Don't you think? See how you get mad? Look at your eyes. You looked at me like some death stare.
No, I didn't. I was thinking about who would fucking want to hear about an argument about fish. We did fish on the last podcast because you bought it when I was sick.
First of all, you're
I don't understand your brain. I just don't. I don't understand how you're like, Bonnie's going to love wooden roses. Bonnie's going to love fish when she's sick.
All I know is when I'm going to take a picture and put it behind the wall.
Allie, stop. Either come up or go down.
I'm going to put a picture there. I'm going to do it today. Send it to Rob. Say, put it behind the wall. And people will look at the wooden roses. And I'm going to put them. I'll put them in the window. So they look beautiful with the light.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
And I'll do a close-up and
then take a picture 6 months from now.
Yeah.
And resend it.
Why 6 months?
It'll be full of dust.
No, they won't.
Yes, that's the problem with fake flowers. You have to dust them.
Yeah, this is how you dust flowers.
Okay, well, we'll see if you do it.
I can't because I'm returning them.
You're not going to be able to.
Why not? I had the receipt. I had it. I don't know if I threw it out.
My wife doesn't like wooden roses. Oh, my God. When you're buying them, didn't the lady look at you like, mm-mm, this ain't going to be good. It's not going to be good.
They were flying off
the
shelf.
Were you embarrassed buying this stuff?
Not that, not the lotion or the bath, whatever that
like
is.
Like the lady's looking at you like, this is what you're taking back.
It was a guy, a young guy.
Oh my God.
And he probably said, man, you have a lucky wife. You have a lucky wife because I spent a lot of money there. At first I went to Marshall's and I was going to get you Burberry perfume, but I already bought you Chanel. I was going to get you Burberry and you would have said, I don't use Burberry.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have said, thank you so much. And then you would have went, you use Burberry, don't you? You like it. You always use it.
No, I don't see you.
You could use it. You would just keep asking me until I went, no, I only wear Chanel.
Yeah.
I only wear Chanel. And then.
Isn't that a little snooty, folks?
No, but I mean.
Isn't that a little.
I'm saying you would have just kept pushing me.
Isn't that a little. Oh, aren't we just a little she-she? I only wear Chanel.
It smells good on me. I don't have to worry about
yes,
it.
Burberry is good, very good.
I don't know if it smells good on me.
It smells good on me.
Yeah.
I bought it for me. I've had it used it for years. I switched.
Me.
No, I'm just saying it's a good cologne and perfume.
Me.
I only use Chanel.
Me.
When I'm out in it.
Me.
When I'm walking Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive, I only wear Chanel.
What's the difference between Burberry or Chanel? It's the same bullshit.
No, it ain't. Chanel's more expensive. And I bought it to you year after year.
Thank you so much.
Year after year, I always get you Chanel.
Yeah, and I always love that gift.
Over 100.
I always love that gift? Always.
Yeah, because.
Always appreciate that gift. Yeah. Now, that gift never goes back, does it? You know why?
Yeah, because. Because
it's something I like.
Yeah, because it's expensive and it's, there's no difference between Chanel and Burberry, I bet.
Okay, so then just get me whatever you want me to have.
No.
And then be angry when I don't use it.
I get you what you like, but you're, you know, I'm sorry that you have the taste of
You can get mad at me all you want for fucking not being appreciative of the gifts. I said a million times, thank you so much.
I only put fresh flowers.
You know what I'm going to get you? I'm going to get you ice skates for your next birthday.
I love ice skates.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
I used to ice skate. I just can't skate backwards.
Oh, these kind are for only skating backwards.
Relax. All right. Now, what do you have to say?
I don't have. I feel like I'm constantly being. You're. It's like I can't. I don't know how it always becomes the gift giving. Always becomes about what you get.
Not what I get. I don't care what I get. I've never complained. Have I ever complained about a gift?
No. Now listen. Try to understand. You give me something, but not to make me happy.
Yes, I do.
It's so that I can then fill up whatever's wrong with you.
So not true. I thought you would love the bath stuff. I really
said,
did.
Thank you. I was like appreciative of it.
Not really. No, you know, you gave such a stock thank you. Like, oh, thank you. I go into bed.
Well, I felt a little bad. We agreed to not get gifts.
Yeah, but I just bought you something little, something nice, little.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, and it was set up beautifully, like a little.
Oh my God!
It was set up like a memoriam.
How you can't thank you enough, and now that then the person that you give the gift to, me, gets angry, and then I start to go, who fucking gives a shit about this fucking
motion? Don't fucking.
I'm not. I'm just saying. It's like you walked into fucking Walgreens and you've fucking picked up a couple of things, and you want somebody to be like, oh my God.
Well, what's the difference?
Husband, you are the greatest man in the world. Why? I've been looking for foaming milk and body wash that's gluten free. Why, you must have traveled the earth to get this. Thank you so very much. Why, my life will never be. I'll never go. From now on, life will be before foaming body wash and after foaming body wash. And after shall be a different kind of world where the sun never sets. It is just the most wonderful gift that anyone has ever got. And are these, they'll never die. Oh, I had no idea what roses existed, and yet somehow you knew my heart. Thank you, husband. Thank you. Earbuds. $5 earbuds.
How do you know they were $5?
Did you just tell me they were $5?
I just did
because you were adding them up. No, I knew these were $5. These earbuds that shall last me 4 phone calls. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're absolutely wonderful. I cannot believe the amount of time and effort and money that you have for me, for lowly me who doesn't deserve any of it. Yeah. What? I must lay down now. I'm feeling so faint from too much goodness.
Oh, what's the difference?
On this Saint Valentine's of days.
What's the difference?
2017, I shall never forget it.
What's the difference? If you walk into a Walgreens and get great lotion, or if you walk into a Bloomingdale's, it's no difference. If you walk into Bloomingdale's,
I'm just saying, you don't get this fucking amazing. You don't go, oh my God, thank you. Whatever the thing. Oh, this. You want
gluten-free.
Too much.
Gluten-free.
You want too much. It's like I said, thank you.
I looked high and low for gluten-free lotion.
It's wonderful.
All right, let's move on. It's not a big deal. Let's move on.
Oh, it's not a big deal.
No.
You were fucking like a baby last night packing your stuff. I'm going to take it back. Fine. I'm getting you a gift again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No. And then...
Uh-oh.
I told Bonnie... it's going to be a little cooler in Vegas. Maybe bring, some coats or jackets. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Controlly. Okay, but she thinks it's Vegas. It's going to be... I looked at the weather. It's going to be cold. And I said, at nighttime,
really
it's going to be cold.
I really appreciate you telling me to take a jacket. Thank you so much. I mean, I did look. I have an app, a weather app I looked at. So when I pack, I always do that. I double check. But I do appreciate you.
You don't know temperatures. You have to ask me, is 80 or 70 degrees hot? You don't know it.
No, you can put it in Celsius or Fahrenheit on there.
Yeah, and what is yours in?
Celsius.
No, I guarantee it's not. You're lying through your teeth.
Yes, it is. And it's, I believe it's 24 degrees Celsius in Vegas right now.
Yeah, and nighttime gets so much colder. You don't think, you have no idea.
Thank you for giving me an idea. I really appreciate
that. I said, bring a heavy coat. And
honestly,
she yelled at me.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
She yelled at me for looking out for her and my daughter because they were going to be cold at night. Because
no, I didn't yell at you. I said, I have the app. Thank you. It wasn't the first time that you said it. It was maybe the sixth time that you said it. That I was like, okay, I get it. Thank you.
I never said bring a coat more than one time.
You said so many times it's going to be colder than you think in Vegas. You're not going to be able to swim in Vegas. It's
cold. But I didn't say bring a coat. I just
said, but then the time you said bring a coat, I was like, okay, I understand what you're telling me. I've got it. I've taken
it. You don't have to pack it, wear it on the plane.
You're still doing it. You see? Now what do I do? Just keep listening?
Yes, so I can tell you how to do it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because when I go to Florida, it's going to be warmer in Florida, but I still will wear my coat. I'll wear my coat.
Flight that I have.
I'll wear my coat on the plane.
It's exhausting.
Because it takes too much to pack.
You're going to tell me now how to dress for the plane?
Yeah. Don't bring that heavy blue coat. You don't need that. Maybe.
Are you doing this? I don't get it. Are you doing this to be funny now?
No. I'm trying to help.
No, are you or not? Be honest.
No, I'm helping.
Okay, well, stop.
Okay. Because I looked at the weather yesterday in Vegas.
Can you stop? Is it possible? Are you able to?
Yeah.
Okay, then stop.
45 degrees at night.
Your OCD is getting worse.
60 in a day.
It's more than 60.
In a day?
Yeah,
it'll get up to like 65.
No, it's going to get up to like 27.
First of all, this is America. This is Donald Trump's America, and you don't speak Canadian, all right? Because that'll get you kicked out of this country.
Hold on, folks.
Why? You got to go show me two different coats? My choice, two different coat choices?
Nope. I'm going to the app.
I'm just going to tell you exactly.
Oh, because people want to know if you. Because I'm going to Vegas and I don't find this in any way interesting.
Go to your phones, folks. Weather. Is this the app you have? It says weather.
That comes with your phone, yes.
Oh. I put more than one city in. I have Hillsboro, Vegas. Okay. Daytime 59. Okay,
put 64, 66.
So that means at nighttime, it'll probably be low 40, like really cold. But I don't know if you guys are going to walk around at night, which you should, because it's cool seeing all the lights and stuff. Raina will like it, but it's going to be cold. Because if it's only 64
in a day.
I don't
know what 64 is.
I don't.
Isn't that just indoor weather?
No. Do you think the temperature is for indoors on the app?
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get a feel for what a 64 is.
It's 10 degrees colder than 74.
Well, degrees is relative. Degrees Fahrenheit.
I don't know how to switch it to Fahrenheit, but
it's on Fahrenheit.
I mean, on Celsius. I don't know how to get it to Celsius, but believe me, I'm just looking out for you guys. Going to be cold. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to bring it up again, but 64 degrees in a day.
Okay.
Here right now in New Jersey, that would be great. You go, whoa, 64 in the winter. You go, whoa, man, it's warm. Vegas, cold.
Okay, cold. Thank you. I do appreciate everything you're saying.
All right, we can move on. There's no reason to talk about it anymore. I'm moving on. Let's move on.
I take it.
You know, the sense of when you're, you know, the fact that I'm a million-mile flyer, gold, and you go to the airport, you know, now United, you know, they put you off in sections, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So gold goes in section two, not even one. Million Mile Flyer, not in one. And you go in two, and the line is all the way around the airport. Everybody has gold status because they pay with their fucking credit cards, everything, and they get miles. So everybody, even if you only fly once a year, you're gold status. So they should break it down to gold flyers or gold credit card user. And the gold flyers get to board first and get upgraded. I've been gold Million Mile Flyer for I don't know how long, and I haven't been upgraded in so long, I forget what first class looks like. So it's don't act like you're doing anybody a favor by giving them platinum or gold, because the whole world has it now because they pay their mortgage, their insurance.
They see the people that don't have any, what do you call them?
What?
Any status. They see the people that don't have any status first now. It's just faster. Those three people get on.
Yes. Yeah, it should be.
Bah, just kidding around.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. You know. You know, they don't even let moms with their kids on first anymore.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah? If you have small children.
I don't think so. I think they cut that out. They let servicemen and women.
But what's the world one, they say?
I don't know.
Something world.
That's just United's. That was United's one pass. Like when United and Continental merged, mm-hmm. Continental had, what, one pass? And United had, I guess, world something? Well, Continental's one pass got exterminated, and they went to United's.
Don't say exterminated.
And United, United
terminated,
exterminated, whatever way you want to look at it.
Are we done? Because no. I can't imagine this is interesting to anyone.
Yeah, because there's a lot of flyers.
Let me give you the breakdown of the history of Continental and United.
You're the one.
And let me do it in the most boring monotone voice. Okay, Continental. And then they were one pass, and then...
Really?
United.
Okay, you know so much.
Was another. I don't know so much, and I don't want to give the fucking history
World
of
perks.
Continental and United.
World Perks, I think it's called.
Okay, World Perks, thank you.
Yeah, you're the one who asked.
You're right, and I shouldn't have. But everything is wonderful now that I have foaming milk and body wash. Allie!
I'm taking pictures of that, too.
Take it. Take your pictures. All right, guys. Come see me.
We're only at 36 minutes. We got to do.
That's enough for people. This one.
No.
Woof. We gave it to them.
No.
We gave it to them good. Boop, boop, boop.
Nope.
Okay, when are we going to do our best of?
I don't know. That's a lot of work. Shut that dog up, that pissing animal. And then when you take the dog to the kennel, we took the dog. Well, we had one place we were going to bring our dog to, Doggy Bow Wow, but they called me in the middle of the day and said, come get your dog. Our dog got kicked out of Puppy Bow Wow. She got kicked out because she stuck her head through a fence.
Yeah.
At Puppy Bow Wow. So Puppy Bow Wow called me because I dropped her off for the one day, you know, trial for $20 a day. Mm-hmm. And they called me an hour later once I got home. Come get your dog. We can't watch her. But sorry that you don't make your dog, you know... Well, then we took her to a place in Morristown.
The kennel's not
safe.
Tiny dog safe, is it?
They could stick their head through the fence. But guess what? We took her to a place in Morristown. And let me tell you something, Puppy Bow Wow. In my opinion, and probably a lot of people's opinion, the place in Morristown is 100 times nicer than Puppy Bow Wow. The place in Morristown, guess what it has? It has a pool if your dog wants to go swimming. Guess what else it has? Fences that you can't stick your head through and snap your neck. Okay? They make it puppy-proof. And I wonder why Puppy Bow Wow wouldn't do the same as this place in Morristown. That is, in my opinion, and probably a lot of other people's opinion, 100 times nicer. It's beautiful. It looks like a mansion for puppies. Okay, Puppy Bow Wow, yeah. Okay, it's a good place to store your dog if you're going away, if you want to store your dog. But the place in Morristown...
It's boarding.
Boarding. No, in Morristown is boarding. To me, Puppy Bow Wow is storing.
Okay.
Because if a puppy could stick their neck through a fence, you would think they would build the place little puppy-proof. Right?
Yeah. I mean, they said they house teacups, so why, you know, she's not a teacup.
Then you get a call. What if I was on my plane going to Florida or Vegas or Arizona or even Ohio? What if I was going to one of those places?
What if? Thank God you weren't.
Thank God I was local. And then Puppy Bow Wow, come take your dog.
Okay, so what is the story that you want to tell? You just want to keep going over the...
I'm just saying
one
the place.
Is good, one is bad. You want to say it again? Puppy Bow Wow bad. Morristown good.
No. We wanted Puppy Bow Wow from the beginning.
It bad.
Because it was convenient and closer. But then when we went up to Morristown, we saw
good.
The place. It was good. It was way better, in my opinion.
What is the point? Like, what do you want to say about it? You
although,
just wanted to bring it up?
Although the place in Morristown...
Very expensive.
Very expensive. But you pay for that. Just like when Bonnie buys perfume.
You pay for quality.
You want Chanel? You pay for Chanel. You want Burberry? You pay for Burberry. Okay. Then we took her to Morristown and she walked around, loved the place. The lady was nice.
What the hell? Who gives a shit about any of this?
People that are looking to bring their dog somewhere in New Jersey.
You're not doing an ad for Morristown.
I know. I'm just helping people.
Pet Inn or whatever it's called.
I don't know what it was called. And although there was some hidden charges... But will you
but
walk?
What? There's got to be a story.
I'm telling the story.
No, you're not. You're like, are you on some kind of drug? You're
not
like,
not at all. Then you walk in. There's coffee in.
Who gives a shit?
What?
No one cares.
Yes.
What's the story?
Oh, the story is we're gonna take our dog.
Get to the inciting incident.
We're gonna take our dog when we go away and have to board our dog to Morristown.
That's the beginning. What's the middle?
The middle is I thought it was 100 times better than the other place the dog got kicked out of.
You need a conflict for a good story. What's the conflict?
That they don't have fences you can stick your head through and snap your neck.
That's not a conflict.
It is a conflict.
You brought this up for some reason. What's the story?
I was just telling them if you have a dog in Jersey. In Central Jersey, and you're going away.
No, that's an ad.
We're not doing an ad because I don't even know the name of the place.
Well, then why? What's the point?
The point is, our dog got kicked out of Puppy Bow Wow, and we never brought that up. We never talked about how our dog got kicked out of a
boarding. Well, now you know, folks. So, whew, sleep tight.
Oh, really?
I mean...
It's a very interesting story how...
Think about you listening. How about that? Try that.
I would go, oh, my God, what happened? How did your dog get kicked out of a...
Well, you already told this that story.
Yeah, she stuck her head through a fence. Stuck her head through a fence. And they said, look, we can't monitor the dogs 24 hours. You know, how do I know when she stuck her head through the fence?
But what kind of dumb dog do we have that's sticking her head through a fence?
No, the side of the fence where the gate is, you know, trying to get out. She's not used to a place like that. She's never been in a place. She's got to get accustomed to it.
Uh-huh.
She's got to make friends with the other dogs.
Right. Well, that means our time is up.
No, we still have a minute and a half.
Oh, well, you still have time to to talk about Morristown Pet Inn.
What's it called?
I don't know. Something in. In for pets. Or,
it's beautiful, huh?
It's pretty nice.
You can even bring cats there if you have a cat.
Okay, stop. Enough. Yeah. Enough. I'm sure there's something that happened to you this week that you really want to talk about.
What?
I don't know. I'm asking. Anything interesting go on at...
I did a fucking show Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
Come on.
It was so...
I gotta go. No. I gave you enough time.
What are you talking about? I was so aggravated.
This is you. This is you today on the podcast.
I'm keeping it going. What? Hold that dog. That's why they got rid of it. Well, not because she stuck her head through the fucking fence, because she's fucking aggravating.
You're annoying. You're so annoying.
I did a dumb show this weekend. I'm too tired to talk about it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm tired. I gotta travel. I don't have to leave for a half. I might lay down.
You might be tired, but you gotta put that aside for your art and just go. Just do it. Look at me. I'm tired. I'm.
That's how people that make Widow Roses. They go, you know what? There's some people that won't like them, but this is my art.
Yes, right.
I don't think they're made handmade. I think they're mass produced.
I think what happened is that. You bought those wooden roses and a signal went right to the factory. We sold one!
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. This Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at Captain Brian's in Naples.
Naples?
Not Italy, in Florida.
I know.
And Wednesday night, I'm somewhere in Coral Springs.
Look at his website.
Tuesday night, tonight. Captain Brian's, but this ain't gonna go up today. Wednesday, Coral Springs, one night. And then Thursday through Sunday, Captain Brian's. Next Tuesday's the Patrice Benefit. I will also be celebrating 31 years sober next Tuesday.
Nice, very good.
31 years clean and serene. I don't know about serene living in this house, but definitely clean. The day of the Patrice Benefit. Wednesday, what are we... You gave me the finger? That's why I'm not serene. I don't give people the finger.
That is
right out just saying fuck you to their face, only visually. Wednesday we're doing a show. I don't know.
Come on. Let's go.
Well, and then Bonnie.
Do your fucking plugs. You don't have to do my plugs. I don't know why you want to do my plugs. Yeah, other people, we get to do our own plugs. I'm going to be in Mohegan Sun, wherever that is. And that's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So,
who's opening for you?
I have no idea.
You don't have Ken?
No.
Well, folks, you have a happy Valentine's Day. And I don't care who you are out there, ladies. It doesn't matter. Just show a little appreciation in life, and then maybe
A lot of people just go by color when they're seeing if a man loves them. The roses, red roses mean love, yellow friendship, but wooden roses, what does that mean? It means
splinters.
He loves you forever.
Yes, it does. Have a lovely weekend. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.